Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W, with my co-host, Drew Breeze.
Hey, what's up, imposters?
So, I don't know why I did that. I'm really weird.
Today is a good day.
Today is lovely weather. Yeah. Dogecoin went up, apparently, so tech stocks are up. I don't care. I don't think people want to know that, but I'm doing A-OK.
We're doing all right.
Yeah. So we have five topics set up today. I'm just going to go through so everybody listening on the audio platform knows what we're going to talk about.
Okay, first, the board.
Yeah, the infamous board that nobody could see. Jujutsu Kaisen, okay. Then we got Gata High School, Pokemon card experiences / market, mostly experiences, Falcon Winter Soldier, and then the late Earl Simmons, also known as DMX. Yeah.
A quick moment of silence for DMX.
Al-Fatiha.
What a legend, man.
Yeah. Allah Rahman, inshallah. So I was going to say that first up, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So last week, we basically put it 6 feet under, and I think today we're bringing it back out because it's apparently the fucking GOAT.
Bro, I just feel like I need to retract my statement. Like, I fucked up.
Okay, so what statement did you make, and then how do you want to retract it? So,
I kind of pretty much downplayed Jujutsu Kaisen. That was only, 10, 11 episodes in?
Oh, okay.
12, I think.
Yeah. And then...
I stated that I was disappointed, and I didn't like...
The hype didn't match up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to just say that this was the best anime I watched.
Yeah.
But I can see the potential.
Of it becoming a better... Do you think if they added more episodes, like, that they didn't end at episode 24 and they just continued with it? Because I feel like they were just building momentum. They were just introducing...
Yeah, I feel like, if...
Because 12 episodes in, they didn't even introduce the Kyoto branch of the Jujutsu Sorcerers.
Yeah. I feel like it was a rushed ending, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I can see where it's going. Like, I'm looking forward to watching more.
More of it. The season two, or if ever there was a season three and so on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's a lot of things they gotta cover.
Okay.
Or reveal, or,
you know, so, do you like? Okay, so obviously, at episode 12, they had to introduce the Kyoto branch and the inter school fight,
right?
That's right. So, did you like them introducing those characters?
Yeah. I love the aspect. You know, I love the whole Chunin exam concept, bro.
Yeah. The Hunter X Hunter. Yeah. So
I love that shit, bro. It's character development. We get to see what these characters can do, their abilities, and it was pretty dope. I even like the snake concept of the higher up.
Yeah,
giving the order to kill
the principal.
Yeah.
To
kill Itadori.
That reminds me of Hanzo off Naruto.
Right.
Danzo. Danzo.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he was Danzo.
And I just love my boy. I'm never calling.
Does it get a crickets?
You give it to yourself.
Okay.
All right. I just love my boy. I'm not even going to ever disrespect
Itadori?
No. Gojo.
Oh, Gojo. Yeah.
I've been calling him baby Kakashi, bro. Yeah. This is Kakashi father, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Kakashi, you his son, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they just on a totally different level. I did not know he was just like...
He is literally
that extraordinary, bro.
They introduced the most OP character in possibly any anime in the first episode.
Exactly.
And they don't even downplay it. Like, everybody else, like, that's Gojo. Like, do you see the cursed spirits referring? We don't want Gojo in this.
Bro,
leave Gojo out. We can take everybody else but Gojo.
It brought me back to how they in Naruto they stated, hey, if you ever encounter a fourth Hokage, you flee.
Yeah, flee on site order. Yeah.
Do not engage in combat with the fourth Hokage.
Yeah.
And I feel he is at that level, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
They is literally devising a plan on how to keep this guy out of
battle. How they created just a barrier
just
for
a
him.
Barrier just to
everybody else gone. You're good. Yeah. We have a puncher's chance against you guys, but that guy, exactly. No, he's on a different level.
He's on a different level, and I love how they kind of use some trickery with it because Goju, he realized, oh, this barrier is just to block me out. Why won't they let me in?
Yeah.
So that drew his attention on trying to get in.
Yeah, it was a distraction.
But all along, they was doing some shit outside the barrier. Yeah. So it was just how they planned it. That was just genius.
It was really well done. You said that you had a favorite character, and I think he's on the
TV behind us. That's, bro, man, Toto, right?
Yeah, Toto. Yeah,
bro, I knew I was gonna have a liking to him the first time they introduced him
because he
blew me away, like. He bounced during the assassination plot.
Yeah, he was like,
man, fuck that. I'm too honorable.
Yeah.
I'm not,
he's like,
that's not how I roll, bro.
Yeah.
And when he finally interacted with him the first time.
Yeah.
And it's foreshadowing. You remember he asked my man, the other first year, what type of girl you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And he couldn't answer, so he whooped his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he gets to Itadori, he asks the same question.
Yeah.
Itadori, like, bro, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, with a thick waist.
With a fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this dude also, weird, freaky shit had premonitions.
He made up flashbacks of them in middle school. I thought they were real.
I thought this shit was like low-key. Yeah. They interacted before.
Yeah.
He made up a whole story in his mind, bro.
Yeah. Like,
This dude, my best friend,
we've been friends since middle school. Yeah. Afterwards, he hit him with that. He was like, we went to the same middle school. He's like, I didn't know you. I was like, okay, he made this shit up. Like some Michael Jordan, like, making up shit in your head.
And you peep how Itadori went along with the shit.
Yeah.
Because he a student of the game, too.
Yeah.
He realized, oh, he kicking a lot of knowledge, bro.
Yeah.
So let me soak all this in.
Yeah.
And, bro, that... The animation, the fight, and the clap, his ability.
Yeah,
bro.
The thing is, like, just because he claps doesn't mean he switches.
About to swap.
Yeah.
And, bro, why was I thinking? I was like, bro, I know how he gonna trick people up. Because if he clap, bro, and he swap out bodies.
Yeah.
But if I'm fighting him, every time I hear a clap, I'm expecting
a swap. Yeah.
And I'm like, if he clap and don't swap, I'm like,
that'll throw him off. Get his shit off.
And he did the exact same thing I anticipated him to do. And, man, he just, bro, that's my dude, bro. Like, I love this character.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, the thing is, they also introduced him the same way they introduced Gojo. Like, he's on a league of his own. All the other third years or whatever they are like, they're good, but they're not that guy.
Exactly.
And you seen the panda. He made a chart. He was like, that guy's at top. And I'm at level 5. Like, every student, like, recognized him as being the best. Mm-hmm. What's crazy is Itadori was keeping up with him and learning on the spot.
Exactly.
Like,
bro,
that just shows how Itadori is skilled.
Bro, and it was so tight how he was, as he was battling Itadori, right? He was like, he's crying like, bro, I'm loving how he adapted to my movements, and he got raw power.
Yeah, it just goes to show, like, how starved he was of a real opponent.
Exactly.
It was like, finally, somebody on my level.
He reminded me of Kenpachi off Bleach.
Zaraki. How he just wants a good fight. He's like, forget the plan. I'm here for a good fight. Like,
exactly.
That's all he ever wants.
Bleach, Ichigo.
Ichigo,
that's Kenpachi's new best friend.
Yeah.
So they kind of like...
Like how whenever he sees him, he just starts fighting. He's like, listen, I don't have time for this. We're in the middle of a battle. He's like, no. Yeah. And then he takes care of that guy real quick. He's like, let's get to it.
Let's get
it.
Bro.
And you know, they're kind of actually... That's a good comparison. Zenpachi, he was raw strength. He never had a Shikai or a Bankai. He was just like raw strength.
I think
this guy's like raw strength too. Like he's like
raw
output. He's like he has skill with him, but he's just like I'll match up with you like raw strength versus raw strength. If he refined it, he would be so much better.
It just goes
to show how much how strong he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And man, you recall me asking like is Itadori gonna master his fist move type shit.
Yeah.
And bro, it blew my wig back. It exceeded my expectation.
Yeah.
That black flash. And then it went into the trainer dude that he was with, the blind hair dude with
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you enter this zone.
Like how basketball players enter the zone.
Yeah.
Like you just start like making shots.
You start making shots. All you need is you one feel to go it. In. You feel it. Like you know how it is. You probably
don't.
But no. when you get into the zone, your release feels so good. You don't even got to see if the ball going to go into the hole because you know it's good.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, it's all good.
You never experienced that.
Like Call of Duty. Like when you're in it, you're in it, right? like you go 40-0 and you're just calling in score streaks, kill streaks. Yeah, you just get bringing in more and more. Yeah.
Chopper gunner.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. That's what you're talking about, right?
No, I was talking about hooping.
I'm good at that too. I'm good at that too. They know me. They know me. They call me the Reverend because I was sent by God.
But bro, my foot is in my mouth, bro. I'm trying to stop cussing so much.
Yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
Same here. I know we're kind of late. We cuss entirely too much. And we're trying to correct that.
And we're trying to become more appealing to the audience.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose money over this stuff. I was going to say S-H-I-T, but stuff is where, just like little words.
Right.
Like, what the fudge are you doing? So it sounds just like
I'm not about to substitute it.
Yeah.
If I say it,
If you feel it, then you feel it. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, bro, like, I love this shit.
Yeah, I love this stuff too. Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really solid. It's A1.
Yeah, so I will admit.
So you know how you said it wasn't your top 20?
Oh yeah.
Is it now in your top?
It has potential to be
top. Okay,
in the top.
You want it to finish its story entirely.
Exactly. I'm not going to judge it. Prematurely,
because we kind of judged Promised Neverland that way. At least I did. I don't know if you finished the second season.
No, but I heard it was ass.
Yeah, it was beyond ass. It was like it was garbage. It was trash. It was toilet shit. Like literally, it was so bad, man. I want to see a first season, second season, third season. Finish your run, and then I'll judge it at that point. Right now, I'll say for the first season, it's really good.
Yeah. So, bro, we humans, bro. We make mistakes.
Yeah, bro.
We learn from our mistakes. We improve upon it, right?
Yeah.
So, my mistake was judging Jujutsu Kaisen prematurely by watching a couple episodes. I finished the first season. I'm a Jujutsu Kaisen fanboy. That black flash attack from Itadori.
Yeah.
He used foreign on boys.
Yeah.
Already out the gate when
that was his first time using it.
His mentor said his max was 4.
Yeah.
And Itadori did 4 out the gate.
Yeah.
First potential. Time. Yeah. On some Goku shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he's really top tier. I like the females in the show. Like because the thing is, like, they're unique. Because most of the time, like, anime does this thing, like, where, like, they don't give female characters uniqueness. And these female characters are very unique, have backstories fully thought out.
Yep.
They're not just fodder. They're not just devices for the plot. Like, they have their own thing. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that's with Itadori and Megumi, what's...
I don't know her name. I'm still...
But she has a unique personality to the other girls.
Right,
like every one of the girls is like... They're not.
She's not a Sakura, bro, and that's what I love. Yeah. Man. Like, she's I really tough. Fuck with her.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, the other girls are, like, when I see them interacting, like, they're also tough. They hold their own. They have good stories. They have good powers. Yeah. And, like, they're not fawning over, like, guys. Like, that's Sasuke or that's this guy. Or, like, no, like, one girl did that, but that's one girl, and she's not a main character. Like, I like my main characters to be fully developed mentally. So
and I even liked the little girl, the witch girl with the
She was cool.
Like, she was cool.
Yeah, yeah, she was saying some stuff. She's like, you know, we're girls and like we have to not only do we have to be perfect, we have to look good while being perfect because we're under this double standard. And then she was like, forget all that. Like, I like that dynamic where they were both learning from each other and they both shook up each other's perspective.
Yep.
I like that. That's a really good story. That's some really good story building.
Yeah,
I enjoy
it. Empowerment, bro. Like,
yeah.
I really
I like it when an anime does it right.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like this author, he did it right.
He did he did all the characters right. Their motivations are all come from a unique place.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. You don't see that in the first 12 episodes because they're introducing the cursed spirits and you know, I get that, but as you can proceed through the story, you get to see, okay, like we can't, like the principal. He was like, I don't want to break the I don't want to bend the group to the will of one individual. Like you can see, like he's like, I want to be consistent. Everybody does this or we're not going to do this.
Right, right.
So I like that. I enjoy how he does, how his perspective is needed by the jiu-jitsu corps. Or whatever they call them, right? Sorcerers.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
And I even like how Goju paid old girl to recommend.
Because like, she's like a money-grubbing person.
You know what I'm saying? She said, I do everything for money. She's consistent with what she stands for. I do anything for money. I'm in this business for
Make
money.
The transfer. Put the money in my account.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Business is good.
Yeah.
You know, how's business is booming. So I thoroughly like
that. Yeah, bro. It's like... I didn't think that they were going to wrap it up like that and make me so, like, sucked in to wanting to see more.
Yeah.
I'm legit ready to go binge read the manga, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
You know me, bro.
Yeah, no, I know you. The next thing I know, you'll be spoiling it for me.
Hey, yeah, bro, hold I feel so bad on Attack on Titan. I just be talking so much.
Yeah.
I expect. I'm talking to the audience. Oh, okay. I'm looking in the camera. Yeah. I expect this guy to know what I'm talking about, but I keep forgetting.
He doesn't know.
And you know, I apologize, man.
It's not a big deal. Call us. It's not a big deal, man. It's all is good.
Okay, before we close out Jujutsu, what would you rate Jujutsu Kaisen season one overall?
A-.
A-?
Yeah. It was boring for a few episodes.
Yeah, I would give it an A-. And I see why
they did what they did. It's like that whole little thing of like that kid in middle school that was getting bullied.
Yeah.
They could have taken that out. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, it was some shit. Oop. It was some stuff they could have took out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's... that was just something that came up in my brain. Like, there's some other stuff that they could take out that they didn't need to put in there. Just go ahead, fill it with some other stuff that you were going to put in season two and make the story better. I don't know. But I guess the author wants to connect that somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, that's how I see
it. It's probably foreshadowing. Gone.
Yeah. I think that kid's going to come back. Yeah. Or they needed to show how evil these guys were, I guess.
They wanted to give probably Itadori some motivation. To feel heartache of losing someone.
Yeah.
I see where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a high school.
I didn't watch it yet. Do you want to give your thoughts on it?
No, we'll just...
I watched a few episodes, but I'm like...
So how did you feel about the few episodes you watched so far?
There's...
Because I told you to watch it.
It's not that compelling of a story, but the action scenes are legit.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I'm like we just said, right? We need to finish a story in order to give its full. So,
so I mean, for my assessment on it, we can talk about it after you finish it. They did a great job with the characters.
Yeah,
the fight scene. And I'll leave it out there.
Oh, okay. You would say it's a comic book thing, right? It's not
it's
manga?
It's like a toon art thing.
Oh, okay.
I heard the comic book series or whatever they took the story from actually go into detail, like has more story into it.
Oh, okay.
But the anime kind of condensed a lot.
A lot of the content?
Yeah.
So. That's usually how it is. Like, a lot of books will be really detailed, and then the movies or TV show, not so much.
And my thing is this. I didn't have a problem with them doing it. It's just the characters are so good. I can see why the audience want more stories.
Yeah,
because the bro, the characters and the fight scenes and the stuff, it's so good. So you kind of like that build up.
Yeah, the thing is, like from what I've seen, like it's, I feel like it's not going to have in depth of a story as Jujutsu Kaisen.
Right.
Like it's going to be, it's just going to be a surface level anime that doesn't go too in depth into the characters.
Yeah, I hope they.
I could be to wrong.
The feedback of us, and they start going more into a story on the next.
Bro, season. We're the Imposter Syndrome podcast. Like,
yeah, like when they, I say, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
absolutely. So
we're recognized worldwide.
Yep. Oh, bro, scoot over. Some sorry. You out of the
cameras. Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yeah, there we go.
Fuck it.
Come back this
way. All right, cool. Watch Guy to High School, and we're going to go in depth when you finish
it. Oh, no, that's four laptops.
So, Pokemon card buying experience.
What's that over there?
Tell me about what happened. Yeah, I'm trying to flex.
Yeah, I've been trying to do every. That's why I was out of the frame. I was trying to go like this. Like, do you guys see that?
You don't believe? Yeah. You need more people.
I got two phones. Business is business.
We opening these up. This is for our YouTube. You can see. We got this came in the mail.
Yeah, so Champion we're doing Path. Champions Path. It's a good time to pause for a break.
Okay, let's do that.
We're back from break. If you guys haven't checked us out on our YouTube platform, because a lot of people listen to us on the audio platform, go ahead, check us out on the YouTube platform. We do Pokemon card openings if you guys are interested in that. We're very interested in that. Mm-hmm. We also do fight reactions. So yeah. We did a God of High School one last week. We're going to do Attack on Titan one this week. So just go ahead and look at us while we do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Pokemon card buying experience.
Yeah, bro. I want you to tell the people.
Okay.
So the story you told me the other day.
Yeah.
I was rolling.
Okay.
Your journey at what, Myers?
So, no. So, I'm going to start at the beginning of this.
Okay.
Okay. So, everybody knows over the past several months, Pokemon has been booming, right? Mm-hmm. So, people have been trying to find cards. Everywhere you go, shelves are empty.
Yep.
You know, it's no secret. Everybody's hunting for them. Now, I go to Target last week, and, you know, I'm like, hey, my friend calls me. He's like, oh, they have a bunch of Shining Fates here. Like,
right.
Okay, so I go to Shining Fates, and, you know, this is at Target. Mm-hmm. I go to Shining Fates, and I go to Target, I find Shining Fates, and I put them in the cart, and I try buying them, right? So I grab a few too many items, you know, first come, first serve type of thing, right? the lady... doesn't say anything. The security lady doesn't say anything, right? I get a little greedy, right? I go back for seconds. My friend who got in the car advised me. He was like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. They were looking at us really hard.
Right, right.
What do? I go back in there. I'm like, you know what? They can, if they're going to stop me, they're going to stop me. But, you know, you miss 100% of the shots
America.
You don't take.
Don't catch me slipping.
Though. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like I,
hey, man.
If I'm going to shoot it. And if I don't, if it doesn't go in, it doesn't go in. They're going to stop it. They're going to block it, right?
Right.
My issue with her is that she stopped me really aggressive. She was like, sir, that's it. You're cut off for the day. Like, I was drunk at the bar.
Bro,
like
security shirt on.
Yeah, security shirt on, the badge.
She was buff, too.
Yeah, she was. She had
it. The reason why I'll go into my story.
So afterwards, she's like, cut him off. I'm like, you're acting like I'm drunk at a bar mess. I'm just trying to make, I got a YouTube channel. I'm trying to provide content. That's right. All I'm trying to do. So then she hits me with, you bought three of each. We seen you earlier. You bought six of each.
Right.
Right.
We let you slide
the first time. You're back.
Like, can you say more for our customers?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, whatever we buy, right, we're not keeping this for us. At the end of the year, we're doing a giveaway. We're going to give it back to the community. We're going to give it back to the kids.
Yep.
Literally, like, this is not for us. This is for
we're just reliving our childhood.
Yeah, I get
it. give back.
I get a small high off opening up the packs, you know, like a little bit of adrenaline. That's right. But in terms of playing the cards, we keep some of the good ones, collector shits, mm-hmm. collector stuff. And then the rest, what do? We give it back to, you know, we're going to donate it to Children's Hospital, stuff like that, right? Facts. It's nothing lost. It's all good. It's all for the love of the community, right? Mm-hmm. So this lady is being a little aggressive. You know, I get it. I understand. However, everybody's looking around at me like I just caught stealing, right?
Right.
Like
you pay a customer. You just want to buy it up.
I just want
to
buy
it. You're not trying to steal it.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't put any in my jacket. I didn't do anything like that, right?
But it appeared like the scene.
The scene, the way she confronted me was like, that's enough. Like,
man.
And what did I do? I walked away. Like in shame, like with my head down. I can, like in my peripheral, I see everybody looking at me, staring at me.
Like he want to know.
Yeah, he's a bad man. You know, I'm like bro, I'm just trying to relive my dreams. Anyways, so this lady then tells me, like you know what, khalas, it's all good. I'll leave this one till next time, right?
Yeah.
I'll call you. I'm like, hey. There's a target on top of a hill, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, the target on the hill has some Pokemon cards. This lady wanna talk. She's like, oh, he's like, oh, bro, I'm in the neighborhood. I'll go get some, right?
Yeah.
He goes in, and
which is me.
Yeah. He goes in, and then he buys some of the cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes over the limit a little bit. She comes. She's like, oh yeah, sir. You know, you're only allowed three per person, and he was with
so polite.
Yeah. He was with somebody else, and you know they split it between them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just have them buy. Yeah. You can do that. Yeah,
sure. I'll buy them for you. Like she was basically flirting with them, and then the way she confronted me, sir,
man,
sir, that cut him off. Cut
it
him off.
It was night and day. I mean,
she was about to pull the plug on the register.
Exactly. It is like wow, bro.
And then after
different experience.
Yeah. Afterwards, it hit me. I'm like, this. She was mean to me because she saw me trying to build something. She, you know, like I intimidated her. She did not want my success. I'm not calling her racist. I'm just saying it was race based.
Okay? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because we're both minorities. So right. I guess. Yeah.
I just think she seen the greed.
She saw a scumbag.
She saw a scumbag. Yeah, it's more of a this guy's a scumbag. Compared.
She saw a monster.
Exactly.
She needed to stop him. Right. So.
But yeah, that was really funny, bro.
Yeah. So what happens is like. So my local Target then institutes this rule. We 8 a.m. Friday, we have everything open for everyone, right? Okay. So first come, first serve. If you want Hidden Fates, you get Hidden Fates. If you want ETBs, Elite Trainer Boxes, you get Elite Trainer Boxes.
Yeah, you got to be first in line.
You got to first in line, right? But whoever gets it, you are entitled to that. That's your God-given right in this United States of America. It's written in the goddamn Constitution, for God's sakes, right? Mm-hmm. It's guns, liberty, and Pokemon cards are the target. That's how it's written, right? That's my First Amendment. That's written in my Bible,
right?
In my Quran, right? So the Friday comes along. I'm like, you know what, bro? They're not going to catch me slipping. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go in there and get some cards that I want. I want Hidden Fates. I know they got Hidden Fates in there. And I'm going to get me some goddamn Hidden Fates, right?
Nice.
What do? Wake up at 5:30, right? Keep in mind, I went to sleep at 3:30. I'm on 2 hours of sleep, right? What do? I go to my garage. I pick up a lawn chair, put it in the bed of my truck. I head over to Target, right? Mm.
So you're on a mission.
Yeah, I was on a mission, right? I packed my books, you know, I packed my bag, you know, I was mentally, I am straight, right? So I was dedicated. What I then do is get out and I see two people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were there since 4 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
I was there at like 5:45 or 6 o'clock, right?
Okay.
This guy then sits in line with me. He's sitting in line. Now, at this point, I knew I had a problem, right? Because I'm like on a Friday, 5:45 in the morning, I'm waking up to get Pokemon cards.
And I said, bro, I'm like, do you think you're going too far?
Yeah. I was, you know, like the day before I had bought like hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. The day before that, I bought $100 worth of stuff. I'm just going around Targets, Myers, Walmarts, you know, whatever. I'm going, I'm going to freaking gas stations, bro. I'm going to 7-Elevens looking for this stuff like I'm a fiend, right? Like, I was calling people up like, I got money. Like, I was about to sell my food stamps to get them, right?
Like, bro, any cars that you don't want,
I'll buy them, right? At one point, I was going like this, right? Like, that's the telltale sign of a crackhead, right?
Right, right.
And it's because and then I got in this line and this guy ahead of me, right? I was like, you know, you are who you surround yourself with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birds of the same feather flock together.
Yeah.
I am these people and these people are me.
Yeah.
These people are degenerates. I knew this because this guy was talking about how he beats the crap out of his stepdad.
Oh my
God. How his mom, and I quote him, not myself, I have nothing but respect for his mother,
right,
is a whore.
Wow.
And how
wow.
And how she does nothing but get drunk at bars every day, all day. And the thing is, like, he was talking to me about this.
Yeah.
I try changing the subject, he gears it back towards that. Now, maybe because I was low on sleep, maybe because it was early in the morning, maybe because I hadn't had anything to eat. Yeah. Maybe all this over Pokemon cards. I don't know what it was, but I had a realization that this is not what I'm about.
You said the closing imposter syndrome popped in your mind, huh?
The closing?
It wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. My
you
closing.
Experience.
Yeah. If you ever experience the notion that you are somewhere where you don't necessarily belong,
exactly,
you may be suffering from imposter syndrome. At that point, I was suffering from insomnia. I was suffering from low blood sugar.
You try to convince yourself, was this reality?
Yeah. I was talking to this guy, right? I was like, when I left several hours later, I was like, I don't know if I was talking to him because I was on such little sleep. Like, I don't know if my brain made this up. Maybe he only talked for half an hour and the rest of it was in my brain because it was a blackout. Like, the only thing that I'm recalling is just this guy talking so much, right? And then like 2 hours pass by. He's telling me like, you know, I try to joke around with him. He's like, he takes everything serious. Mm. This guy does not understand the concept of a joke, right?
Man, try hard.
Like I tell him, like, oh, you know, if you can't afford it, I'll help you out. He's like, I can't afford it? Do you know I have the PlayStation 5, the Xbox, the Nintendo Switch? I have 2 gaming PCs. And he's going down this list. I'm like,
and I got the receipts.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, bro, he showed me his phone. He needed me to, like, say, yes, you have it. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, I'm like, I understand what this guy's suffering from.
Yeah.
He's suffering from a short reproductive organ complex. Yeah. You said God bless. I said complex, right? So this guy, like he never grew up, right?
I feel you.
And he's literally buying Pokemon cards as a mentally 7th grader.
Yeah.
As an adult, I'm immature, right?
Yeah.
No secret, right?
Where's
but when maturity needs to be there, I'll be there. You know, mm-hmm. I realize that, you know what? If I find Pokemon cards, I find Pokemon cards.
If I don't, I don't.
If I don't, I don't. You know, I'll swing by Targets here and there. I won't make it. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not going to say, I need Pokemon cards. I need this. Like, like at one point, a couple weeks ago, it was like that. It was really
you was on some fiendish.
Yeah. And I was feeling fiendish. I really was. I was like, and I was telling you, I was like, bro, I'll buy whatever you don't want.
Right.
Like, I was like, it's really sad. So, you know, I hit rock bottom, basically.
You're recovering.
Yeah, and right now, you know, I've reeled it back.
Yeah.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes gravity. No, so, yeah.
Hey, please, leave a comment for Ali, man.
Yeah.
He's recovering from the Pokemon hype.
Press hype. F to pay respects.
Yeah.
So it's a meme from Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's just not funny.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Falcon. Winter Soldier.
That's what I would have wanted. So, Falcon.
Not too much about it, but.
Yeah. It's episode 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it, stop watching. Stop go watch and come back.
Come back, yeah.
Maybe you can just continue to watch this. Like, subscribe, comment. You know.
All of the above.
And then watch it. Yeah. Anyway, so I thought it's really good.
Yeah, bro.
It's just the first episode was trash. The second was good. And then, like, now that the Wakandans are in there,
Yeah, that bro. It so it's, much better. It's a couple highlights that I just want to point out, bro.
Yeah.
And I kind of got spoiled a little bit. I seen a meme on the internet. What's his name? What's Captain New Captain America name?
New Captain America. I don't know.
I don't know his name. Yeah. They
showed, Kyle Walker or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something Walker, bro.
Yeah.
It was like they showed the Wakanda lady.
Yeah.
On my man head, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting beat down.
Yeah, yeah. He got his ass kicked.
And it was several memes of her taking the shield.
Yeah.
And then I say one, yeah, after getting this shield took, he took the syndrome.
Serum, yeah.
The serum, my bad. Yeah. And it was just a lot of funny shit going around. I'm like, dude, that's so funny, bro.
Yeah, he got his butt handed to him, yeah, and he couldn't handle it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then
by the Wakandans,
the Wakandans
is really what got him.
And
he was like, I'm not gonna
out, bro. They not even super soldiers.
Yeah, no, they're just normal fighters. Yeah, you're just taking big owls, right? Yeah. And you know, I always liked his teammate Hoskins. I thought that guy was his like anchor. Like he brought him down. Like. Yeah. So I thought it was not as much as Earl Simmons, but yeah, I thought that guy was his anchor. I think that's what they were trying to do with him. He was really good, and he was getting his ass whooped by the Wakandans.
Yeah. So this
wild.
Yeah. Something that I didn't know. I mean, I didn't get confirmation about. Did he take the serum?
Yeah, he basically did.
So that's why he was so strong.
Yeah. So there's a thing that was going around that said they compared how Captain America, Chris Evans, versus the new guy. I don't even what's
Walker or something.
Yeah,
Wes Walker. That's a football player.
Yeah, Wes Walker. Yeah. So old Captain America versus new Captain America. I'm just gonna refer him to him like that, right? So old Captain America, when he first introduced himself, he's like, "I'm a kid from Brooklyn."
Yeah.
Right. New Captain America, I'm Captain America.
Yeah.
Like he's letting that status get to him. And then they said how like we don't need you to be the perfect soldier. Mm-hmm. We need you to be a good soldier.
A good soldier.
And whatever the serum is, it makes you. If you're bad, it makes you worse. If you're good, it makes you better. Right?
Exactly.
So
it just. And what's the saying? People with power, they true nature come out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you give people a position of power. That's who they really are.
That's who they really are. Facts.
Yeah. Like when I was an intern, like somebody, like I had a supervisor,
mm-hmm.
and that guy, like he was on a power trip, and it just so. Pay F for him. Pay F for respects.
Yeah.
But anyways, that guy, like, I don't know why. Like, I imagine, like, my old boss as an intern as this guy, new Captain America. So new Captain America, like, he was evil. I think he is going to be evil.
Bro, you peeped it from a mile away.
Yeah.
You stated a couple of weeks ago, like, yeah, I got a feeling that he may be a villain.
Yeah, if he's not evil, he's going to be evil.
Yeah, and I didn't see it. Yeah. And I was like, I can, you know, I don't know, but...
Because he looked like the great value version of Captain America. You know, like the Walmart version. Exactly. Like some off-brand stuff. But now that he's a super soldier and the super soldier serum is exclusively reserved for him and the other girl, the ginger... Girl,
yeah. And I like her, bro. Yeah. I love the freckles on her face.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her
accent too is like really cool. Yeah, so it's and I like the whole story behind that. Yeah, so I respect it.
It's really getting good. The series getting good.
Yeah, it started off a bit rocky.
Checked it out. I'm sorry for spoiling it, but you should check it out.
Yeah. Last but definitely not least is the late Earl Simmons. Was a big influence on our lives.
Absolutely, yeah.
I remember when I first heard DMX was in a movie with Chris Rock where he gets reincarnated as an old white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that movie? Let me look it up. And like they were playing DMX song, Stop, Drop, Jump. Oh. No, yeah, that's how, yeah, yeah. So that song, I forget what that song is called. Rough Riders, I'm assuming. Yeah.
The anthem.
Yeah. So I thought, I'm like, oh, who is this guy? Then I looked up the songs and I'm like, man, this guy is the best ever. Yeah. You know, this and that. So, that's how I was introduced to him. Easily one of my favorite artists. Yeah, but you will never hear me saying that. Because go ahead. I cut you off.
Oh, no, I actually cut you off. I just wanted to say that my older brother, he introduced me to DMX. I was always like his shadow. He would listen to DMX's whole album while he worked out, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I recall standing on his feet while he did sit-ups. We'd listen to DMX. Yeah. We'd be on the porch, DMX blasting. So, yeah, man, it's just like he was a childhood idol, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was put on for my brother. I looked up to my brother. My brother loved DMX, so
yeah.
I just had that admiration for DMX. Like,
yeah.
Okay, he's one of those. He's one of the greats. As I got older, I went back and listened to a couple of his albums.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. And it's just so, like,
it's it difficult. Moves you.
Yeah, you know, seeing him in movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had a patch in his life where...
Yeah.
You know,
he was involved in hard substances.
Yeah, yeah. And my whole thing is this, bro. And
I never like judged them stated, for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Give people flowers while they can still smell it because life is not promised.
Yeah. You know.
I just want to give a shout out to X, bro.
You know, I was going to say is like, so he was in movies like Romeo Must Die. Yeah. And I said. He didn't act in those movies. It was just himself.
Yeah, he was they just bought him. Himself, right?
Yeah, like he was not. He was not acting. They just told him, "We're gonna give you these lines. Say these lines, and however you act is however you act."
Right.
And I said, "He's not a great actor. But whatever movie it was in, I liked him in it, and I liked those movies. Romeo Must Die, with Aaliyah." In there, and Jet Li, and DMX, Anthony Anderson, to this day, one of my favorite movies for whatever reason. Because as a kid, I had TNT, right? Mm-hmm. And TNT would play that movie every Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah. You had TNT, you've seen that movie several times.
It's, bro.
And you watch it every time.
They played it Saturday, Sunday, and and Wednesday nights, and I would watch it. I never get tired of it, and I watch it through the commercials, and I loved the DMX scenes and like how he wouldn't give up the his property and it was and then like his songs were always good. I thought it was great.
Yeah, he made good music, bro. Women loved him.
Like although he wasn't
dudes related to him, looked up to him.
He wasn't the most lyrical guy. Like but the thing is when he said something, you felt it.
Yeah,
like there's songs where he's not as hype, but he's still like he's just saying a story.
Yeah,
like
he was a good storyteller.
Very good storyteller. Like there was one called Damien's Child. Damien, right?
Yeah,
that was a story.
Yeah,
that was a full story, but it was a good. It wasn't lyrical, but it was just a good story.
Yeah,
that's what I like about him. Is like he did his thing and he did it very well. I have nothing but the utmost respect. For DMX's skill as an artist, I just you'll never see me putting him in my top five because I feel like he's ignored a lot. But I feel like he influenced a lot of other artists.
He stamped his mark on it on a rap game.
I feel like I don't know why I feel like Ja Rule kind of like bit a little bit. I like Ja Rule, but I feel like Ja Rule took a little bit off of what he.
Yeah, did. I feel like it was a copy and paste.
Yeah,
you're right.
But even though Ja Rule at one point was way bigger, but that's how you know it was a copy and paste because he fell way harder.
Yeah.
I don't know if 50 had anything to do with that, but probably because that guy was on the way out anyways.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's close it out, man. Let's give one rest in peace to the legend, DMX.
Earl Simmons. I call him by his name.
Yeah. Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX, Darkman X.
X going to give it to you.
X going to give it to you.
Right. Well, as always, as I said earlier, if you guys always feel as if you're not welcome somewhere, or if you feel as if you lucked into the position that you may be in, then that is a very big symptom of the imposter syndrome, and you may be suffering from it. We'll lead you out on that one.